Working to improve pollinator health. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, there's no doubt that one of our most important insects that many of us take for granted is the honeybee. The American Farm Bureau Federation is celebrating Pollinator Week. Michael Clements has more.
Pollinators are critical for our nation's farmers. American Farm Bureau's Paul Schlegel says pollinators are responsible for between $15 and $20 billion of agriculture produce throughout the year.
Crops like strawberries and apples and cherries and others depend on pollination for farmers to be able to get them to the market. Pollinator Week is a way of educating the public on how many pollinators there are. It's not just honeybees. It can be butterflies and birds and other things.
As part of the Honeybee Health Coalition, the American Farm Bureau is working to help minimize losses to honeybee colonies across the United States. Those losses have increased in recent years due to a variety of factors.
Some people like to attribute those losses and those declines to pesticides. That, in fact, is not the case. We want to make sure people are educated about things they can do in Pollinator Week to educate their neighbors about why pollinators are important and make sure that people don't use some of the stresses in the system to get at pesticides.
He says there are many ways farmers and beekeepers can work together to help protect the health of honeybees.
We have a number of states working on state-managed pollinator plans, and we encourage our members to participate actively in those efforts because it's a way of beekeepers and farmers to establish an ongoing dialogue.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Well, approximately one-third of all the food we eat as Americans is directly or indirectly derived from honeybee pollination. Some of those crops include cucumbers, almonds, carrots, melons, apricots, cherries, pears, apples, prunes, plums, alfalfa, cantaloupe, and blueberries. Obviously, the honeybee is vitally important, so much so it's Tennessee's official state insect. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.